Yankees hosting the Rays as the Yanks look to keep their division title hopes afloat. Their elimination number is 2. Yanks trailing 1-0 bottom one until Brett Gardner leads things off.
0-1, swung on and drilled to right field. It is gone! Brett Gardner put a charge into it and drilled it into the second deck. Now the Gardy party begins. Gardy, he goes yardy to lead off the game, and the Yankees have tied it at 1. The 2-2 hit in the air to deep right. That ball is high. That is far. It is gone. In the second deck and right. That's a Judgian blast. All rise. Here comes the judge.
Jonathan Holder is up in the Yankee pen.
Ramos, 0-2. It's a long drive to center. Ellsbury back on the track near the Monument Park wall. She is gone. A 2-run home run to Monument Park. Dead straightaway, dead over the 408-foot sign. A 2-run blast for Ramos. And what do you know? Tampa Bay now takes a 5-4 lead. And the pitch hit in the air to left center field and deep. Gardner going back, away back. And it is over his head. One hop off the left center field bullpen wall. 2 runs have scored. On to third, Borges with a 2-run triple. As Robertson and Pueyo scored, 7 runs are in the inning, and Tampa now takes an 8-4 lead. And Shreve's payoff swung on and hit in the air to deep left. That ball's high. It is far. It is gone. Deep into the left field grandstand. A long home run for Trevor Plouffe. So Tampa gets the run back that the Yankees scored in the bottom of the inning. And once again, Tampa has a 4-run lead, 9-5.
The Yankees had a chance to gain ground on the Red Sox on Thursday as the Red Sox were pounded by the Astros, but the Yankees could not hold an early 4-1 lead as they fell to the Rays on Thursday 9-6, reducing their elimination number from AL East contention to just 1. Here is New York skipper Joe Girardi.
You know, he did struggle with his command at times tonight, but, you know, I thought that he was going to be able to give us 6 innings, and we just couldn't seem to get the third out in that fifth inning. And I think at one point he had 2 outs, and maybe it was 4-2, I think it was, and he wasn't able to get that third out. And then took him out, and Holder had a hard time too. So it's frustrating because we had a chance to pick up a game, and you know, now it's 3 with 3 to go, and you know, there's still a lot of things that can happen, but it's frustrating.
Are you looking up at that Red Sox score and thinking this is a chance where
yeah,
we missed out on
yeah,
an opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, to put more pressure on them and to continue to play well. But it just wasn't meant to be tonight.
Knowing that they are losing, do you think differently about the way you use your bullpen? What made you go to Holder in that situation?
Well, I just needed one. I was looking at 1 out. There were guys that I didn't have tonight. There were guys that have been used a lot, and I didn't want them to go multiple innings. And we just needed that 1 out. And unfortunately, you know, Holder wasn't able to get it for us.
Brendan.
Greg Bird fouls the ball off his leg.
He's okay. He's okay, yeah.
Okay. Dan.
I know we've talked to you a lot about Gary's defense as the playoffs got closer. Is that yeah. concern of yours that they seem
– Well, I mean, continue? I think he's played pretty well. He had a lot of balls that he had to block tonight, and there were a couple that got by him And that's going to happen. I feel good about his defense. I feel good about the progress that he's made. Will he get better as time goes on? Absolutely. But I think he's made a lot of progress.
Where did that ball get him? In the neck? Or
no, it's kind of in the back of the shoulder. He's okay, too.
No, the
The one, yes, it got him in the neck.
Yeah.
Right behind you, Dan. Thank you.
Joe, in terms of your relievers, who else? I know you didn't have Green, and I think Betances.
I did not have Betances. I did not want to use Canely for multiple innings. You know, I had Robbie for an inning. I had Chapman for an inning. So, you know, I was hoping to set it up 6, 7, 8, 9 with Canely, Shreve, Robbie, and Chapman, but we weren't able to get that third out.
Brian.
Last time you're going to see Gray until he potentially pitches in a postseason game. How do you feel about him going into?
I think he's pitched pretty well for us. We haven't scored him a lot of runs. Now, tonight we got him some runs, but we have not scored about him a lot of runs, so I feel pretty good about him.
It was a disappointing outing for Sonny Gray on Thursday as he could not hold a 4-1 lead as the Rays rallied to defeat the Yankees in the Bronx 9-6. Gray shared his thoughts after the game.
Obviously, I didn't throw enough strikes, and anytime you walk five guys, you're fighting yourself a little bit, and it just seemed to all catch up with me there in the fifth.
Why do you think it escalated so much in that fifth inning?
When you're constantly giving guys free passes, and then it's one or two plays, and then a big home run, and it kind of just turns everything around. And like I said, it just kind of caught up with me in the fifth.
That pass ball, the wild pitch, does that add to the frustration on the mound? Is it hard to shake those off when you aren't throwing the ball particularly well?
No, I mean, that's I was kind of all over the place all night, so I made it really hard on Gary from the first inning. So I threw a lot of balls in the dirt, and I thought he did a great job. And it's just, I mean, when I was throwing that many pitches in the dirt, I mean, it's tough to know what the ball's going to do.
Sonny, did you notice the scoreboard that the Red Sox were losing?
No, I didn't.
Okay. You finally get some run support, and you guys work on in the division race still to let this one slip away. When you, like I said, you finally get some support, does it sting more?
Yeah, anytime you lose, I mean, the guys, I give up a homer in the first, and then we come back, you know, first two hitters of the game, and we have the lead again, and that's, it was unfortunate that I wasn't able to, you know, to go back out there and shut them down. I mean, we swung the bat well, and I just kept them in the game with the walks, and then, like I said, the fifth inning, it all kind of caught up with me right there.
The Yankees wrap up the regular season this weekend in the Bronx when the Blue Jays come to town.